Okay. It's my first Edinburgh boo, and I'm sitting here with Johnny Fox, and we've just seen the Fawlty Towers experience, which I'm quite surprised, actually. I was very disappointed in the experience. I thought, well, apart from the fact that I'm wondering if lunch is going to give me gastroenteritis, the act actually was a bit stale, I thought. What did you think?
I thought it was extremely stale. Fawlty Towers is 35 years old. It was broadcast in the mid-70s on the BBC. And I think we view it with a kind of nostalgia it possibly doesn't deserve, even as an original concept. It was only a dozen episodes, and it was momentarily funny, but I wonder if it deserves preservation in this kind of interactive restaurant theatre format that the Australian troupe have given it. It's billed, actually, that's a misnomer, because it's billed as interactive theatre, but the one it's thing it isn't really is interactive. Yes. They scream and shout at each other, but there is no way as a punter of interrupting their flow and getting an extra joke from them, or them encouraging a bit of banter with the audience.
No, it's very much, the three of them are having a show, but which we're just there eating
spectators.
Bad food and paying a lot of money for.
Yes, and I think the idea is that they've increased the number of people in the restaurant to the point at which it takes too long to get everybody seated and served and engaged, and during what you can only describe as longueurs between the comic moments, you're meant to have banter with your table. Unfortunately, the six other people on our table all came from Basingstoke.
And they had quite big teeth as well, didn't they?
They did, yes. They all seemed to be sharing a top set, actually. Yeah.
And in fact, the teeth that we saw at the table were much larger than the comedy teeth that were in the soup.
It's a pity that the wearers weren't as funny.
Yes. Now, in terms of... Okay, well, Fawlty Towers was definitely a miss, but your reflections on what else you've seen, what's been the highlight?
I think there are a couple of standout shows for me. Footlights, Pretty Little Panic, quartet of guys from Cambridge Footlights Review, really absolutely top class. You can see in them what you might have seen in Jonathan Miller and his chums at the original Beyond the Fringe Review, there's definitely a pair of them that could be a fresh Punt and Dennis or a fresh I'd say Mel and Sue, who came from the Footlights, but of course these are all guys. The thing's going on tour, and I think it'll be excellent. Okay. Musically, best thing I've seen so far, I think probably the Hot Mikado.
Okay. Well, I think the best thing I've seen is When Women Weep.
Yeah, I was really interested in that. Was it a stand-up?
No, they were sitting down, but of course, they don't stand up. I didn't realise that bit, yes. But, the funny thing was, I was in Nice earlier this week, and I was in La Galeries Lafayette, the department store, and the maid, she was banging on the doors, because it's a unisex toilet, and she opened one of the doors while a woman was in there doing her business. So I figured, well, earlier in this week I'd seen When Women Poo, so I wanted to see When Women Wee as well.
Chacun a son poo.
Exactly, yes. But I think that's playing at the Underbelly at Cowgate, so go and see that. Well, I think we'll have a 10-minute pause and before we see the next show. When's your next show?
I don't know. It's Alzheimer's the Musical. I've forgotten.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm not sure when mine is either.